أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون. We're in the 9th ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah. As we mentioned previously, one of the evil traits in the Bani Israel was that they would distort their books. The injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would make changes in those commands. They would fabricate things and attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person is speaking a lie, this is already a major sin. But then one is you lying and you're attributing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're making up something, you're fabricating something, and you're saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. This is even more serious. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a very stern and harsh word. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِهِمْ. This word, wail, is a very, very harsh and very stern word that is used in the Quran Sharif. Some narrations mention that wail is a valley in Jahannam, a very deep valley. The kafir will have to fall 40 years before he reaches the depth of this valley. It's so deep and it is so hot, this valley. Allah protect us all. So wherever this word wail is used in the Quran Sharif, some ulama have mentioned that whoever this word wail is used for in the Quran and Hadith, that person will be deprived of all taqweeni barakat, all worldly blessings. Just to give you an idea of other places where the word wail is used. One is the famous Surah Ma'un. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says wail. Another translation for wail, one is it refers to the valley in Jahannam, or it could just refer to the meaning of destruction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, destruction be to the musallis, the people who are reading salah, those who are negligent of the salah. Meaning they're not reading it in the correct times, or they're not reading it in the manner they ought to read it, in the manner, the way to read it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this very stern, harsh word, something that we need to be afraid of. Then Surah Humaza, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ الْلُمَزَ. Woe, destruction be to every slanderer, backbiter. هُمَزَةِ الْلُمَزَ. Humaza is a person who slanders, a person who speaks evil, who criticizes, whether it's on the person's face, wherever it is. And lumaza is where you do it behind his back. A person is slandering, he's backbiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, destruction be to that person. What goodness is he going to get in life? Think about it. Who is going to help him? Who's going to bring any benefit to him? What barakat he's going to get? These are very, very frightening things when the Quran Sharif is speaking in this tone. Remember, the Quran is a book of hidayat. It is here to give us guidance. It is here to give us direction. We have to be pondering over the Quran. We are reading these surahs. We are listening to these surahs. But we are still involved in these sins. We are still perpetrating. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَ. Then, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Woe and destruction be to the heels from the fire of Jahannam. People who are making wudu and they're not washing their heels properly. The heels are remaining dry. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wailun, woe, destruction and wail be for that person from the fire of Jahannam. It's not a light punishment, it is something that is very, very serious. So coming back to Surah Al-Baqarah and these verses, another place also in the 30th juz, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, woe and destruction be to those who give a less measure. Person is trading and he has told a customer that this is 1 kg, but what he does, he decreases a bit. It's less than 1 kg. You're giving 950 grams, 50 grams less you're giving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, woe be to those people, destruction be to those people. A very severe, serious punishment is awaiting those people. That is why you'll find in Saudi Arabia, you go to some of the jewelry shops. They're so particular, even when it comes to gold, they'll give you a little bit more than what the deal had taken place on. You bought so many grams, they'll add 1 or 2 grams to that. Although it's gold, 1 or 2 grams gold is adding a lot of money, but they rather give you a bit more than give you less. People that are involved in all these different businesses, they must make sure that the scales are very accurate. They cannot take a chance, because you're doing that deal. Often people are buying goods, they're buying a certain measurement or a certain weight, then they're coming home, then they're weighing it, then they're seeing they got a little bit less than what is written on the packaging. So this is something that is very serious, but ulama explain that tatfif happens in everything. Although the Quran Sharif is specifically speaking about these types of deals, but it happens in everything. If, for example, a person is employed and he is supposed to be giving so many hours of service, and then he is deceiving in that, he is decreasing in that, then this will also apply to that person. Allah protect, because you have done the contract and you are supposed to be giving so many hours, but you decrease maybe 15 minutes or 10 minutes or half an hour. That is why some of our elders, they were so particular in a madrasa situation, that if they came a few minutes late, then they would take that money out of their salaries. No one would have to tell them anything. There would be no law. But they would say that, see, if we are so many minutes we were late, then half a day's salary, we'll decrease it. Or 1 day's salary, we will put it back into the madrasa. We will not take that salary. They were so particular that if we're taking the salary, we must make sure that we're giving the full service. So, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning those people who are giving less measure or giving less than what they're supposed to be giving. So, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ, the Bani Israel, they had a lot of the details already in their scriptures. They had the full description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was there in their scriptures. They could identify Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like how they identify their own children. The father, it won't take him time to say that this is my child. He doesn't have to think about it. He just look at the child and say, this is my child. So that's how they knew Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the detailed descriptions that were given to them. In fact, some of them said that we knew Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even better than we could make out our own children. So they started distorting and changing the facts. So they're writing all different descriptions. They're writing different descriptions. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got this description, not what is in the books. And then they were presenting it to the public and they were giving them this impression that this is what is in the book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ, woe be to those who write the book or they write something with their hands. ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ إِنْدِ اللَّهِ, then they say this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they fabricated something, they read it to their public, the public don't know nothing, they don't understand anything, they don't know what is in the book, what is in the scriptures. So then Allah Ta'ala says, they say that this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, so that they will purchase with this a meager price. What is the objective? To get some money. Now they may have been getting a lot of money. They weren't getting small amounts of money. Like now also, people who do all these different things, Allah protect us, they don't get small money. They get big money. You can get a very good position. You can earn millions of dollars if you want to distort the Shariat and change the Shariat and give a modern version of Deen. You will get funding from different organizations, government organizations. They will give you funding. People in America, UK, they're getting big, big funding. If they can just give a modern version of Deen, you're going to make big money. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a very meager price. This is a small price. This is very little. Look at what is going to be the consequences. Look at what is going to be the punishment. You got carried away with this millions of dollars. And you started distorting and changing and chopping and trying to make the Shariat suit your whims and desires or the whims and desires of the modern-minded people. This is nothing you're getting. Look at the punishment you're going to get. Look at the azab that is waiting for you. So the Quran Sharif says this is a very meager price, a small price. This is nothing. Don't get carried away with this millions and billions and trillions and whatever it is. Because this is nothing. Only when you're going to go to Jahannam and you're going to see what punishment is there, then you'll realize, why was I deceived with this dunya? May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.